on Talk Radio 1080. Now here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett, alongside Shannon the Dude.
Hello, Big Blue Nation. Welcome to Just the Cats. I don't know what date it is because I'm on my phone, but it's June 25th. I should know that. I hope everybody's doing well out there on this cloudy day. And then me being on a phone for an hour, Shannon the Dude is with us. Shannon, you want to kind of tell him why I'm on a phone?
Well, I mean, I just found out literally 2 minutes ago that our fiber, whatever that means, is down here in the building, which means we can't connect to anything. You know, the equipment that we normally use to connect the show with is down.
Yes.
So we cannot connect and have you on the show and sound like you're in a studio, which we all know you haven't been in almost 2 years now. But
exactly,
that's the issue right now. So that being said, looks like you're going to be on the phone with me all day, or at least for this hour. Then who knows?
Exactly.
Hopefully we can get it fixed before KSR and Leach. Those are the two shows that really matter.
Oh, yeah, exactly. with the more professional shows.
Right.
Don't worry about Michael Bennett. He's the guinea pig for the day, and everything gets resolved afterwards.
Yeah. Kind of like Saturday night, you're going to be the guinea pig.
Oh, my God.
OVW.
Before we talk about that, you know, I do tease about iHeart. But the people there, I just want to make it apparently clear, the people there do take care of me. And I love teasing them about it, and I think they're okay with it. But especially this whole protest thing, I'm just kind of having fun with it. I have my entire probably the most ridiculous thing I've ever worn in my life. Shannon, you do not know what I'm wearing.
No.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay. And, I have to say, I'm quite proud of this outfit. It's going to look so dumb that
you're proud that it looks dumb.
It's just ridiculous.
Okay,
I mean,
ridiculous.
It truly is ridiculous.
Well, that matches your personality, so it should be great.
That is my personality, and I'm okay with that. I embrace it, and I love myself. So we'll see how it goes. Either people are going to come off saying, yeah, that's what I expected Michael Bennett to wear, or they're going to think that's a brilliant outfit.
Well, I don't know if you watched any of OVW last night, but I feel a lot better about my match now because I put a bounty on Shearer's head, and a fan out there in the crowd squirted some sort of foreign substance in Mahabali Shearer's eyes, and he's blinded now.
Oh, he goes blinded?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, we'll get into that a little bit later on, but I just wanted to let you know what was going on since you weren't there last night.
Okay, I appreciate that. Well, thank goodness my cell phone works, even though the fiber optics don't work into the studio, and I'm not allowed to come in because, you know, because of the fact that I've been vaccinated. I think that's the reason they don't want me in. They think the opposite will work with me going in and me having my vaccination. So I think yesterday the big news, obviously, that was released is Andy Beshear signed an executive order for the name, image, and likeness. And Shannon, before I say what I think about this, I'm curious to see what you think about this.
Well, I like it, first of all. I like that it happened because we don't want to fall behind other states. But I do think it's interesting, though. You know, we're behind other states in a lot of other things. I mean, just to name a couple, sports gambling, marijuana laws, just to name two. There's several others out there.
Yeah.
But I'll be damned if we fall behind other states in college athletics. We cannot allow Indiana and Tennessee to out-recruit us.
Exactly.
They cannot have an unfair advantage. So we got to pay our players, too. No, I like that it passed. And look, who's going to stand up against that? Who's going to say, no, that can't happen? Who's going to be that bad guy? I don't think anybody.
Nobody
wants that kind of pressure on them. Nobody's going to stand up and say, no, I don't agree with this executive order that Beshear passed to pay players. But at the same time, I'm thinking, why was it that easy to pass that, to get that into effect? But yet, things like sports gambling, things like marijuana, like I mentioned, and what about all these folks out here that are struggling, unemployed?
Yeah.
I mean, he did something for them, too, the $1,500 incentive, but it just seems like...
Yeah, but that might backfire as well, because a lot of people that... And you know how much I love talking about politics, which is probably the thing I despise the most. There's nothing more boring than talking politics, because we're all going to be so divisive. But yeah, let's go ahead and give money to people that didn't work, but forget about the people that have been working this
ding 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 ding. Hello, right here.
I know.
Yeah. Where's my extra $1,500 for working through the pandemic?
Right, exactly. You put yourself at risk. I mean,
right.
You might laugh at me, and people out there might laugh at me, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm appreciative that Chan the Dude went into the studio and kept working, and you did put yourself at risk.
And I did that when we didn't really know what this virus was. You remember at first,
yeah.
I mean, we thought it was even worse than what it actually was and is.
I'm waiting for a phone call from somebody else. I didn't tweet anything directly at anybody. I just put something out last night about this. And I thought, Shannon, you hit everything I absolutely agree with. You know, farmers are out there trying to make crops. This area, the state of Kentucky, is the perfect place. It has the perfect environment. It has the perfect type of soil to grow cannabis. And yet, we can't get that approved. We can't go out there. Every state that borders the state of Kentucky is just surpassing us, and they're light years away from us. And yet we can get this name, image, likeness approved in the span of 12 hours.
Yeah.
I think is absolutely ludicrous.
Well, it shows you that right there proves to you. It shows you how quickly that if we really want to get something done,
yeah.
It shows you how easily and how quickly we can, if we want to, get things done.
You're absolutely
correct.
We
drag our feet on everything else. Things that ultimately really matter more.
And it's college basketball. I mean, we essentially helped about, each year, we helped about probably 30 people, 40 at the most, because let's be realistic here. We helped John Calipari, Mark Stoops, Chris Mack, and Scott Satterfield. That's the only people we helped on the coaching. No offense to Murray State and Moorhead and all these other schools. The Western Kentucky maybe get somebody, but the coaches we helped are those four right there.
Yeah, and some players.
Yeah.
But let's be real. I mean, how many people are going to be standing in line for, you know, like you just said, somebody from Moorhead, a Moorhead basketball player?
Yeah.
Unless it's like John Morant or somebody, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I would have stood in line for John Morant.
Yeah, but I mean, let's be realistic. How many times does a guy like that come along and play for a Moorhead or a Murray or a Northern Kentucky or a Bellarmine or anybody like that?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, the main guys, the superstars at Louisville, University of Louisville, University of Kentucky, those guys are going to benefit. And, you know, some of the other, the second-tier type players, you know, a little less popular players are going to benefit some. But the ones that are really going to benefit, like you said, are the coaches because of recruiting. And the superstars.
Yes. And that's why I say it's going to be about maybe 30, 40 people. I mean, probably not even that. I'm guessing, let's think about this. UK will probably get guys that can generate some money on the basketball side, maybe five.
Yeah.
You think?
Probably.
How many players do you think are going to benefit from each year on the average?
Yeah, I would say probably about that. Probably about five. Probably your starting five.
On football, probably kind of the same amount, don't you think?
Yeah, probably so.
All right, so that's 20 players from each school. Well, U of L probably won't. No offense to U of L, but you probably won't have five players like Kentucky. I would assume Kentucky has more players that reap the benefit from NIL than U of L does.
Yeah, but they're still popular here in the city, though, regardless.
Oh, very much so. But I would guesstimate it would probably be three or four players. So we're talking 25 people right there that are going to benefit from this. Yet we've got an entire state that needs tax revenue, that needs all kind of tax benefits, that needs money for business. I mean, we've had so many businesses close down since the pandemic, and yet Andy goes out there and signs this overnight. Oh, listen, I'm happy for UK. I'm happy it's going to help us in many ways. And it might help us with the number one recruit. He might say, I'm coming to Kentucky now instead of going to the G League.
Yep, you're right. Hey, we need to go ahead and take a break.
All right.
If you're just now tuning in, by the way, our fiber is down. We need to eat more beans and more broccoli, I guess. So Michael Bennett can't connect. He's on the phone. That's why he sounds like he's calling in from the moon.
I've never connected in my life, so
yeah,
don't worry.
Yeah, that's why he sounds like he's calling in from the moon this morning. So I don't know that this problem's going to be resolved, so bear with us. This may just be something that we have to deal with for the entirety of the show today. But if you want to call in and be on the same phone line that Michael Bennett's on right now, just give us a call, 502-571-1080, and we'll be right back. This is Just the Cats.
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080 if you want to give me a call, because, yes, I am the man on the booth. Good call right there. That's a band I miss. You don't hear much of R.E.M. anymore. I was so disappointed when they broke up. And of course, something else I was really disappointed was last night. Shannon, I don't know if you knew this or not, but last night was Conan O'Brien's final show on CBS.
No, I had no idea.
Yes.
I have watched Conan O'Brien religiously throughout my college years.
Yes.
And he was legitimately very, very... I thought he was the funniest out of all the late-night guys.
I would agree.
When he was on NBC. But I think that when he kind of got screwed over by Leno, didn't he? Because he took over Leno's spot, and then Leno was like, well, I'm coming out of retirement. And then they kind of booted him out over to TBS. And then when he went to TBS, that show never was quite the same.
Well, it was somewhat, but you're exactly correct. I mean, didn't have nearly the kind of mojo they had at NBC. Because I'm with you. I watched Conan since he was like 1993 when he first started in replacement of David Letterman.
Yeah.
And I thought, this guy's ridiculously funny.
Yeah.
And then when he would have Robert Smigel on doing the Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
Right.
And I thought, all these crazy things that they would do. And, oh, my gosh. I was really disappointed. And I watched, I stayed up till 12:30 last night. And they had Jack Black on as the only guest. He sang a song by Frank Sinatra, except he changed the words. I Did It My Way, except he did it Cone's Way. That was his nickname for Conan O'Brien was Cone.
Yeah.
And it was great. I saw a whole bunch of bits they did in the past. And it culminated in him thanking everybody and how he wants to balance between stupid and smart. And that's what he tried to do, and he thinks that he succeeded that. And I agree with him.
Well, I think those bits that he did on the show on NBC, maybe those were trademarked or something, because he never did those when he transitioned over to TBS. So I'm thinking that those were probably... What was he on? Was it The Late Show or The Tonight Show or The Late Show?
The Late Show.
The Late Show.
Yeah.
Or The Late Late Show. I don't know. There's so many late night shows. There's The Late Show, The Tonight Show, The Late Late Show, The Too Late Show. I don't know. It's like there's everything. There's so many different names for those late night shows. But, you know, it kind of felt like it was going in this direction because he had that hour show on TBS. Then it kind of went down to a 30-minute show. But I had no idea that was going to be his last show.
Yeah, that was his last show. Hopefully, he comes up with something else. He's got something in the works, but I have no idea. But yeah, I never watched Jay Leno again since the way he did Conan O'Brien. That kind of burned a bridge with me. But anyway, let's talk about a couple other things. UK football. So I've had a few people out there. Michael, you don't talk enough about UK football. Well, we haven't had much going on with football. I know the season's going to be coming up next, but I do have some things I want to talk about, though, Shannon. With the upcoming season coming up, we're right around 75, 80 days right now. Where do you think we're going to be relying on more? Do you think that UK football is going to be relying more on the defense, or do you think UK football is going to be relying more on the offense?
I don't really think it's a this or that type of thing. I don't think that it has to be one or the other. I guess if I had to pick, I would say offense. I think there's a lot of expectation out of this offense with Will Levis, quarterback. And I think that we, as fans, want to see a team that's not only exciting to watch, but a team that's going to be able to compete with anybody that they play. So I think offensively, if I had to pick one or the other, that would be my answer.
Well, did you just have some breaking news right there?
What, by saying Will Levis is going to be the quarterback?
Yeah, you did. You totally said it without any hesitation. Will Levis is going to be the quarterback.
Well, that's what I believe.
It is. Okay. See, I'm getting more and more. In the beginning, I was told that Billy Bitwood was going to be the quarterback. And now, with Will Levis on campus, I'm starting to believe the same thing. I think you're right. I think Will Levis is going to be the starting quarterback come the first ball game. But let's just say, for instance, it doesn't go well for Will in the first game or so. How many games do you give Will until they put Joey in?
I don't think you give him much of a leash at all. I mean, we've got some great quarterbacks backing him up. So if Will Levis goes out there and doesn't have a good game, if Kentucky somehow loses the first game, you got to put Joey Gatewood in right away. I don't think you wait. I don't think that you do, because you don't have to. You've got, like I said, you've got great quarterbacks sitting on the bench. If one guy's not getting the job done, the next guy will. And you know Stoops. So what does Stoops always say? Next man up.
Next man up. That's exactly right. So you think it's one game and he's done if he doesn't play well?
I mean, define play well.
Yes.
I mean, it depends on what you mean by not play well. If he goes out there and only throws for 110 yards, but we win by, 17 points or, whatever the number is, then you continue to go with him. But, I mean, if we go out there and somehow lose that first game, you don't stick with Will Levis. Why would you?
Well, here's what I think happens. This is my prediction for the very first game. I think we go run heavy on that first game. We're going to rely on the big blue wall. And so I think the pressure is going to be on mostly the offense. I think we're going to rely more on defense the first couple of games.
Yeah, and that first game is Louisiana Monroe. So if we lose to that team, we got a lot more problems with quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. You're exactly correct. So that's why I say, listen, more of the pressure is going to be on the offense. I know we've got a returning Josh Ali. I know we've got returning Chris Rodriguez and a couple other running backs. But I still believe that that's going to put a lot of pressure on them when you got your lead guy, the quarterback, who's going to be brand new. He's just going to be brand new to them. But I think with the likes of Wandell Robinson coming to UK, I think that's going to decrease some of that pressure. And, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think that Will Levis, whoever's going to start, I think they'll have more time. I really do. And I think they'll come out there, if it's Joey Gatewood, if it's Will Levis, I think either one is going to succeed anyway.
Yeah, and we always just skip over how important the special teams comes to be for a lot of these games as well. So you can't just overlook that. You could say, what's going to be more important? Well, hell, it could be the special teams, because you could be looking at a lot of games that are close this year that come down to a field goal to win the game.
So. Yeah, you're exactly right. We've kind of been lacking on the field goal kicking. I mean, it's been since Austin McGinnis, maybe, since we've had a good field goal kicker that we were comfortable and confident with. Is that fair to say?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, if we're being realistic about it, probably so.
Yeah, Chance Poured, and hopefully he turns it around, but, we got a new one coming in that's supposed to be one of the best in the country. So I think that's a great observation right there. If the special teams is not doing its job, then that's just another chick in the chain, and oh my gosh, it could be disastrous. So,
chick in the chain? Is that what you just said?
Chink in the chain. Okay. I didn't say chick. No. I meant chink in the chain.
Chick in the chain.
So, you never, know what I meant. Forget it. Don't start with me right now, or I'm going to put Seagirl on you. So, what else we need to make certain that we don't get any chinks in our chain?
Yes, that's cornbread hemp, right?
That's exactly right.
That's right, cornbreadhemp.com. Go there right now. Check out their products. Check out the reviews. They got so many 5-star reviews on there. They're like some of these 5-star players coming to play for Kentucky. If you have pain, anxiety, maybe trouble sleeping, it's a great product. They have CBD hemp oil. It's USDA certified organic CBD hemp oil. They also have the CBD balm. And of course, my favorite and Michael's favorite, the CBD gummies, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Love those things. I take 2 of them, sometimes 3 or maybe 4.
No, that's more than the recommended dose.
Well, tough. I'm taking them. They're delicious. I love them. It's my little nice treat before I go to bed, and I'm very happy and get to go to sleep.
There you go. So cornbreadhemp.com. Use the promo code CATS and save 25% off your first order. All right, we're coming up against it, Michael. If you want to give us a call, 502-571-1080. Get on board, and we'll try to work out this technical issue that we have with Michael. I don't know. You can maybe try to connect through the break here and see if we can
get
a good connection.
And then when we come back, I want to talk about what the heck's going on in Tennessee. We'll be right back. This is Just a Cat.
All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
You're listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080. If you want to give us a call, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. I mean, there's talk about recruiting for a second, which I know you and I both love. We don't care to talk about, but it is interesting with the departure of Steve Klingscale, how Kentucky was recruiting the heck out of Michigan, and now with his departure up to Michigan, Kentucky has been shifting all of this recruiting down to the state of Tennessee, if you haven't seen this. I mean, there's a kid by the name, a huge class of 2023 offensive tackle named Joe Crocker, who goes to a little high school outside of Nashville called Franklin Road Academy, and they're trying to get him. Some say he's a three-star, some say he's a four-star, and I mean, you got the Twins coming from Tennessee. You've got a couple other players that are recruiting from Tennessee. They have legitimately shifted their focus on recruiting from the state of Michigan down to Tennessee, Shannon.
Yeah, but I think that's probably a temporary thing. I mean, don't think that Kentucky's going to stop recruiting Michigan just because Klingscale is gone. And why would you? You've had success there. I think
exactly.
You continue to go there and continue to battle for recruits. But, yeah, you're right. Right now it seems like they're invading Tennessee and taking all their recruits.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly correct. And you want some recruiting news. Larry Vaught just put up a post last night on justthecats.com. You can go read a lot more about it, especially the guy, the kid that they're recruiting out of Ohio that we talked about yesterday. And it's a really great post. So go check that out on justthecats.com. You can check out the gear, too, if you want. I'm going to have some new stuff going up pretty soon, Shannon. So I know that's exciting for you.
Oh, you got some new stuff going up there?
I do. I do have some other stuff going up.
Like what?
I've got some people have been asking for the Yeti cups.
Yep.
So I got some Yeti cups with Just the Cats on it and a bunch of other stuff. So we'll see.
People have also been asking for you to have a better connection for the show today,
yeah.
But it doesn't look like that's going to happen. If anybody's just tuning in, our internet fiber is down. We've been pumping Michael full of beans, broccoli, and berries. We're trying to get our fiber back up. But until then, we were just having to deal with this technical issue of Michael being on the phone. So just kind of.
Yeah.
Yep, you know,
you're right.
Bear with us. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
I can't help it.
Yeah.
So John tweeted out Michael Bennett, Conan O'Brien is expected to release a show on HBO Max in 2021. And then he says, also, for the love of God, please adjust your mic. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't adjust it.
It's not.
I have iHeart.
Your microphone is literally your phone.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm talking for the entire hour through my phone. This is how they're trying to. I think this is a part of the protest.
By the way, they told me, by the way, that it would all be clear and fixed by 10:05 for the big show. That's what they said. So they said, you know.
By the big show.
Yeah. They said once the big show is ready to come on the air, everything will be fixed.
Exactly. You know what? If I was a betting man, I would literally put down a lot of money that it will be resolved, if not my Tom Leach. It will definitely be resolved and by 10:05 for that other show. You're absolutely the Matt Jones show. I would put any amount of money you told me to, and I would do it.
How mad is that going to make you when that happens?
No, it's not going to make me mad. It's probably going to make me laugh and just say, there you go.
Yep.
So, listen, I will never let iHeart hear the end of it, and it'll start Monday, and my protest will be in person again.
You're gonna be back out here protesting again?
I should be. Yeah, I should be. I should be protesting so many things against iHeart. So Bluegrass Jack said, Michael, mispronouncing words and names is my favorite part of the day.
Well, stick around. It happens, and it happens often.
It happens often. You remember the show that I don't know. I think you made me do this, and of course, I'm dumb enough to do it. Every time I mispronounce the name, I need to take a shot of bourbon.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was.
That's how ridiculous this show was last year.
I remember that
show. Yes, I was by the end of the show.
By the end of the show, I think you fell out of your chair. I think you actually did fall out of your chair.
I think
and
I
you called
did.
Me up and you go, "I'm on the floor and I can't get out of the floor." You're like the old woman. I'm falling and I can't get up. Yeah, that was a bad idea. We should never do that again. Never.
No, we shouldn't. Kevin tweeted out, if Michael Bennett bumps up his fiber intake, he will have a lifetime ban from the iHeart facility.
Yep. That's probably
okay.
True.
Well, let's talk about Tennessee for us, or I should say Tennessee. Did you see where the brand new coach down there has already released his prized quarterback, and that's Caden Salter? He was pulled over for failing to have a working taillight, only to find out that he had 4 grams of marijuana in the car. And this dude was the number 6 quarterback prospect in the class of 2021. So now they're without their quarterback. And, it's not, U of L having all these issues, it's now to the stake.
No, I'm not a drug dealer. It may surprise you. Is four grams of marijuana a lot of marijuana?
Yeah, well, I don't know. But
like after you have a certain amount, it's like the intent to distribute, right?
Well, it's enough to get arrested. I mean, arrested and lose your spot on a football team. So to me, that's a bit
I'm just trying to visualize what does 4 grams of marijuana look like. Like is it?
I don't know.
Is it a little baggy? Is it a garbage bag full of marijuana? No.
It's a little baggy. It's a little Ziploc baggy. It's 4 grams.
Yeah.
But he was trying to tell his teammate, who also got kicked off, throw it out the window. And I'm like, buddy, what are you thinking about anyway? In the first place, it's illegal, first of all.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't have it.
And if you throw it out the window, it's not like the cops not going to see that.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's the other worst part. You're trying to get rid of evidence.
Yeah.
So now my question to you is, should Mark Stoops, knowing this background that he had 2 offenses while he was on the team, should Mark Stoops, Vince Morrow, reach out to this young man, Caden Salter, and see about having him come play for Kentucky if he can prove to them that he'll be a better person up here?
Now, you can't prove something like that. You're taking a big risk. Plus, Kentucky doesn't need any quarterbacks right now. They're at no shortage of quarterbacks. So why would you take a chance on somebody who has already proven that, you know, he can't be trusted or he can't be, I guess trusted to follow the law and the rules? Why would you want somebody like that in your locker room?
You're right. But again, he was the number 6 prospect, quarterback prospect in 2021.
I don't care if he was number 1, though. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If LeBron James was going out there and he was causing trouble, I mean, do you think that – I mean, some schools I'm sure would pick him up, but I'm just saying, like, you got to draw the line somewhere.
So you think just because he messed up at one school, he shouldn't be given another chance is what you're telling me?
I'm saying I wouldn't want him at Kentucky. I'm not saying he shouldn't get another chance somewhere. But if you're the school, you have the choice. Do you want to take that chance on that person? And to
is
me,
he deserving of at least an interview by the coaching staff to see how he would react. Because
why? We don't need another quarterback. We just talked about we got 3 quarterbacks that all could be a starting quarterback. So why would you want a 4th one?
Well, I wouldn't want him for this year. I would want him for the next year because I've got PTSD still from 2019. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have enough quarterbacks then. And to me, I'm now at the point where I don't think we couldn't have enough quarterbacks.
I would trust in Stoops and Morrow and the rest of the coaching staff to be able to recruit a good quarterback, maybe someone that ranks nearly as high as this guy here from Tennessee, Salter. So I wouldn't take a chance on him. I don't think there's any reason to. I really don't. You would take a chance on him?
I would at least say, okay, Caden, if you want to come to UK, you need to come up here to Lexington, and let's just sit down and talk. Let's talk about what happened at Tennessee.
Let's sit down and talk. Let's roll a fatty and smoke one, and we'll talk over
it. Exactly. Take a couple of gummies. Okay?
Yeah.
I got some cornbread.
Yeah, at least those are legal, though. Those are legal.
Yeah.
Don't confuse the two.
Stop with the fatty. No, I'm just saying, let's at least talk about it. And can you convince me how you're going to change from how you acted in Tennessee? I think it's worth it because, again, I go back to my PTSD. The dude obviously can play football. He can obviously be a quarterback. Tennessee was excited about him.
He can obviously smoke a blunt, too.
He can roll it for
That's
you,
right.
okay?
Yeah.
Let him roll it, but he doesn't get to smoke it. But
what a tease.
I'm just thinking, what better way to get back at your school than going to their rival, getting the starting position, and going to Knoxville and beating your old team?
Yeah.
That's motivation, and that's what I like. That's why I say at least talk to them. I mean, it doesn't hurt you to talk to them. It doesn't say you're bringing them to Kentucky, but I say at least talk to the young man.
You're saying...
And you wouldn't even do that.
No.
Oh, my gosh, you're brutal.
I think you're just blowing smoke.
Okay, no, thanks, Cheech and Chong. I don't know which you are, Cheech or Chong, but I appreciate that right now. Well, the other thing I appreciate is, you know, the company that we love to talk to quite a bit about, I bet he doesn't get hacked, and try to hack anything in Tennessee. But if Tennessee needed something, needed some help about keeping the bad guys out of their computer system, who are they calling, Shannon?
Well, ClearPoint IT, but I don't think there's anything in Tennessee worth hacking, to be quite honest with you. But if somebody did want to hack some business in Tennessee or anywhere for that matter, you need to be protected because we know in today's business world, your data is your most valuable asset. You don't want to have what happened to Kroger and U.S. Cellular and all these other companies. You don't want to have the hackers that got into Kroger and U.S. Cellular, Microsoft, T-Mobile. You don't want to have that happen to your business. And ClearPoint IT can help with that. They can protect your business. You can go to clearpointit.com or give them a call at 502-836-2442. It's technology in focus with ClearPoint IT.
Yep, they're going to take care of your data and security. First session is going to cost you absolutely nothing. All right, we got to take our last break. You want to give us a call, 502-571-1080. When we come back, we got to talk about Phil Steele and who he named from Kentucky football as part of his Steele report and all SEC team. I want to talk about that. And should we come up with our own report, Shannon? And did we get credit all over the Southeast about, you know, our rankings of players through the Southeastern Conference? And I think it would be fun. And what would we call it? We'll be right back. This is Just the Cats.
I don't care. Now back to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call. I'm sorry, I am, you're trying to adjust your dials. Why do I sound terrible and why can't I adjust my mic? It's because the fiber optics at iHeart are not working and I'm forced to call in. But by golly, it'll be fixed, trust me, either before the next show or the show following that. So
it almost sounds like we got hacked. Maybe we need to call ClearPoint IT.
Maybe we should. Let's give the number to iHeart. And you know what? Tell Earl that the first consultation will be free, okay? So ClearPointIT.com. There's a two commercials today.
It's okay.
Yep. Now the series between Phoenix and Clippers is 2-1 in favor of the Suns. And I noticed that DeMarcus Cousins did not even play last night. Do you feel like it's kind of left over from him shoving Devin Booker from the other night?
Maybe. I don't know what else it would be. Did he have like an injury or something maybe that we didn't know about?
I don't know. Maybe. But usually they'll say something's wrong. But I just kind of feel like, listen, I can't take a risk with Cousins getting upset. And that's the whole problem. When you have a player that's a bit of a hothead, you know, it's a risk to play them. Just like we were talking about the young man down at Tennessee. That's a risk to have bring a player that has issues in the past. But I guess I'm a little more forgiving than you are, and you're hardcore. Nope, we're done.
Well, I mean, I think that you got to be careful with somebody like that, with DeMarcus Cousins, putting him in a situation to where he could cost you the game because of his hothead. But they didn't need him last night. I mean, they won by 14 points, looked really good. So we'll see what happens.
Right.
I'm sure he'll be back for next game.
Yeah.
Who do you got, by the way? Who do you think is going to be in the NBA Finals? I'm going to go Bucks and Suns.
See, I'm rooting for – I want the Suns definitely in there just because I want Booker to make it and prove to all those people that didn't vote him into the NBA All-Star game to prove them wrong. And then I kind of want the Bucks too because have the Bucks ever been in the NBA Finals?
I don't think so.
If they have.
Not in my lifetime that I can remember.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm always rooting for the underdog. I went to the Bats game last night.
How was that?
That's my first Bats game. And by the way, they're doing a lot of changes out there. That's a fantastic stadium. And it was $2 beer night, so I missed you last night. I know you were at OVW.
Right.
But I'll have to say this. It is a little different, a lot different, having somebody sit right next to you. I was somewhat uncomfortable about it, just because I'm not used to it the way we've all been drilled the last year and a half. We got to have separation, 6 feet of separation. Now you get somebody sitting next to you, it's a little different.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's probably just going to be the new norm, at least going forward for a while. I'm not so sure that's going to be like that in, 5 years from now, but it's what they have to do, I guess, right now to make people feel comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. So, all right, let's talk about this. Phil Steele
names his preseason All-SEC team, and there were 8 UK football players on it. Darren Kennard, which no surprise there, he's first team. Yusef Corker, Christopher Rodriguez, Marquon McCall, DeAndre Square, George Wright, Josh Ali, and Wandell Robinson. And congratulations to all those guys. Now, Shannon, before the last couple of years, had you ever heard of Phil Steele?
Yes.
You had?
Yes.
Okay. I'm surprised.
I guess I shot down whatever point you were about to make.
You did, because I've never heard of the dude. And I'm thinking, okay, well, that just ruined the whole thing there. But
what were
no
you
going
to say? Go ahead. It's all right.
Well, I thought
let me answer it the other way. No, Michael, I had never heard of him before.
It's too late, Shannon. Just go roll your fatty and be done, okay? No, I thought, okay, maybe you and I should come up with some random list every year, preseason football and basketball, and maybe people will start printing it out and referring to it.
Well, you know, only, Michael, only if you had your own website.
Oh, geez.
I mean, you could do that on your own website.
Yes, I know, but would you put a list together of your All-SEC if we did? And what would we call it? Would we call it the...
it's the hot or not list.
The what?
The hot or not list.
See, I kind of thought you might say I hate rankings list.
No, I do hate rankings. I'm just saying, you know, when you're a kid, though, you had, like, in your high school, you had the hot or not list.
I didn't.
Maybe you
that.
Didn't. Okay. Well, you're old. That's okay.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate you.
What would your ranking be called? Just the rankings?
See, I think that's a great one. Or that, or something to do with STD, because I think if I put on there review, then people are going to think and mistakenly read it for other reasons. So that's probably why I would say that. But let's get to this. Bluegrass Jack says, it sounds like you're outside but screaming through the window into the studio.
That's about right.
I kind of agree with that.
Yep.
And then one last one here. Edward said, Michael Bennett, that Tennessee quarterback was just reinstated after a similar suspension from the football team. Yeah, I knew that. That was the second one. So, I go back, I would still, if I was Mark Stoops in tomorrow, I would still interview him.
Yep, and you'd also have the team on probation in about a year or two, probably.
Maybe not.
That's why you're not the coach, and Coach Stoops is.
All right, let's get to this.
Let's wrap this up with this poll here that says, what is on America's bucket list? Do you have a bucket list? Do you have something you want to accomplish before you kick the bucket?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let me give you what, let's see. The top item is to get healthy or lose weight, followed by travel to an exotic location, achieve a wealth goal, like pay off a loan, see a natural wonder. I don't know what that means.
I mean, I'm assuming like Grand Canyon or something like the Grand Teton, something like that. That's what they mean by that.
Own a home, change someone's life for the better, get married, have children. So there you go. There's people's bucket list. What is yours?
Mine is probably things that I would do by myself. I have always wanted to sail a boat from St. Petersburg, Florida, down to Key West by myself.
How far is that?
It's at least 20. It's 36 hours.
Oh my gosh! You better pack a lunch.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a long trip, and I've always wanted to do it by myself. It's a little scary because
why do you want to do it by yourself? Why don't you want somebody with you?
Because it's all about accomplishing something by yourself. Listen, I'll tell you why.
Yeah, but what if you get flipped over? What if you get, then what do we do?
Exactly. That's the challenge. I have always been the type of person that's somewhat dependent on other people. And it all goes back to, if you want me to be totally honest, it all goes back to my anxiety and depression. All of it does. And for me to be able to accomplish a feat like that on my own would be a serious, and I mean this sincerely, would be a serious accomplishment for Michael Bennett.
My bucket list is to win the Kentucky Heavyweight Championship, and I'm going to do it. Next match tomorrow night. We'll see you there.
Come by. What time tomorrow night?